The part I'm going to talk about now is of the old original junction transistor that Shockley proposed. And here we have an electron device. Well, first let's remember that a semiconductor material of the modern sort is a bit like a gas in which we can do something very strange. There are in it two kinds of mobile charge carriers. There are mobile electrons, and there are mobile holes, or electron vacancies. The electrons, in Shockley's analogy, are riding around on the upper level, an upper level of a parking garage, so to speak, and down where the holes are, you have a level parked solid with cars, and all you can do is move the vacancies from one spot to another. And you can imagine the cars can move on in both axes, a la some of the modern Japanese cars. So you can move it sideways as well as back and forward. Now that's your pure semiconductor, equal numbers of those mobile charges. But you can bring in, by displacing some of your silicon or germanium, which are four valent atoms, with, for example, phosphorus, which is a five valent atom. And four of those valences can tie to the silicons. The fifth thing is just sitting there, and the associated electron goes wandering off. And we have a nucleus that has five charges instead of only four. So effectively, that phosphorus atom is a plus one charge. And the mobile charge of the electron up above is balancing it. Okay. Well, at the same time, at normal temperatures and just without external disturbance, the concentration of holes goes way down because you have so many electrons around that wherever a hole pops up, they try to fill it. Mm-hmm. Simple way of looking at it. Now, what's a transistor? In Shockley's view, we start with a first region, which is very heavily N-type or electron-doped. Say this phosphorus.
With a five-valent material.
With this five-valent material. Then we have a thin region, perhaps in those times, in Shockley's time originally, a thousandth of an inch, two thousandths of an inch thick. This is enormous by today's standards. But they were, and in that region, you have deliberately a three valent atom, which tries to make bonds in four directions. And in this process, acquires locally another electron, which sits there and doesn't do anything. And this gives us it's stealing an electron from somewhere, so there's a hole. And wandering around the place that should be right there at that boron atom is wandering all over the place in this lower level park solid. And you have a lot of those, and so this material is p-type, and it doesn't have very many electrons. So you have this p-type region. It doesn't have anything like as many holes per unit volume as the emitter had. The first region had electrons. Then we have a next region, which has still fewer, but it's n-type again. It has these five valent atoms, and there are many fewer than in the base, and which of course is still lower than the emitter. Now, when we apply a voltage between the emitter region and the base region, we'll make it negative on the base, positive on the emitter. It will try to send electrons into the base holes, positive charges, into the emitter. Well, because there aren't very many holes in there to start with, not very many holes will go into the emitter because there are a great many more electrons in the base normally than there are holes in the emitter. There will be a significant flow of electrons into the base. And those electrons will go through, they'll just wander about, and they'll get over to the collector region. And if on that we put a voltage which is plus on the n-type material, negative on the base, we'll find that those electrons that get over near the collector go wham to the positive electrode, and we have transistor action. By controlling that little voltage between emitter and base, and it can't get very big, it's a fraction of a volt, and if the current going into the base changes very rapidly with respect to the voltage, we will find that we have a current going through which is almost independent of the collector voltage. Because if that voltage is reverse biased far enough and doesn't have a big resistance in series with it, as long as you can supply more current, it'll take it.